Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Numbers 1, Ecclesiastes 11, and Psalm 114 to keep going in the Old Testament reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Ecclesiastes 11. Cast your bread upon the waters. After many days you will find it again. Divide your portion among seven or even eight, for you do not know what disaster may befall the land. If the clouds are full, they will pour out rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. He who watches the wind will fail to sow, and he who observes the clouds will fail to reap. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the bones are formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not rest your hands in the evening, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or if both will equally prosper. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. So if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is futile. Rejoice, O young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. So banish sorrow from your heart and cast off pain from your body, for youth and vigor are fleeting. This is God's word. The longer I live, the harder it is for me to understand why God allows what he allows and does what he does. Solomon seems to have learned that too. In verse 5 he wrote, this is the NIV, "You cannot understand the work of God." The next line, again from the NIV, says, "The maker of all things." And that line is more than just a descriptive title for God. It explains why we can't understand God's ways. He is the creator. Anything we ever know, we know only as created beings, and only fragments of knowledge over a short period of time. Given that we can't ever understand God's works, how should we live? Well, there are many answers to that question. The most important answer is simply, trust God's word and do what it says. Because in it, the author of all things has told us what to do, even if it doesn't make much sense to us. Here in Ecclesiastes 11, however, there are some practical instructions for us based on the fact that we cannot understand the work of God. One of those practical instructions is, don't wait for better conditions to do what you need to do. That's what verse 4 is telling us when it says, again from the NIV, "Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap." God's ways are unpredictable, but generally speaking, sowing and reaping are reliable. So don't try to guess what God is going to do. Just do what you know works. Verse 6 goes on to make the same point when it says, again from the NIV, "Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well." So on that note, is there anything you're procrastinating about? Just waiting for the stock market to go down before you start preparing for retirement? Or looking for a better time to start a business? Or ask someone out on a date? Or even to marry you? Or to strike up a conversation about Jesus? Don't look for better conditions. Seize the moment you have and work faithfully at it. Going further, though, Solomon commends the choice to be happy despite the unknowability and unpredictability of God's ways. Verse 8 says, again from the NIV, "However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all." Verses 9 and 10 especially commend this, "For the young, with the understanding that God will bring you into judgment." The point, then, is to be diligent and wise. But choose happiness, as long as what makes you happy is within the moral will of God. There are many dark days, as verse 8b says, for us while we live on this earth. We should remember those dark days, but not dwell on them. People are anxious about many things, but Solomon says you should banish anxiety from your heart. Most of the things you fear will not happen. Bad things that you never thought to fear will happen, but all of them happen within God's ways, which are unknowable to us anyway. If you believe his word and diligently work and live by his commands, there is more than enough to be happy about in this life. So trust God and stop worrying so much. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.